Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, big day, NBA draft day. Obviously a big opportunity for the 76ers, and we will talk extensively about that. Only a couple players they could really choose to pick, but they could choose to make a trade. So we'll see. We'll be all over that. Philly's very irritating loss last night. Ranger was phenomenal, and the bats absolutely stunk. So we got a lot to get to there, especially with the Rojas at bat at the end. Some Eagles to mix in and more. Phone calls all through the show. Your chance. A lot to weigh in on at 215-592-9490 for Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Roman soldiers back in the day used to eat garlic before every battle. They believed that garlic had mystical properties, but to give them courage, strength, and stamina. And it was the traditional pre-battle food.
I wonder
if
it's
because they thought it would improve athletic performance as well.
Well, you know why it does? Because people say, "I got to get away from you."
That's a thought.
And then they back up.
I was wondering if it had something to do with vampires and where that legend comes from.
Maybe.
Like garlic, you know, that's interesting.
Not sure.
I don't know either.
Courage, strength, and stamina.
But a good factoid. I like that one. I don't like the way the Phils ended last night. I do like
they
the fact
not
that
eat
the
garlic
no.
Last night.
So I do like that the Sixers had the third pick in the draft. Now I'm not happy how they got here. All right, let me just put this out to start. We want to hear. Look, we want everyone on the record today. Who you want? Is it last call for not alcohol, but for the third pick? Who do you want? Who do you want, or what do you want them to do? It can be, you know, give up a ton to try to get up. But everyone says it's going to be almost impossible to get Dylan Harper, too. You could slide back. You could make a trade and completely get out and trade for a veteran NBA player. Or you could do what they will probably most likely do, probably, which is just pick a player at three. Know this. ESPN, their rankings have Ace Bailey as the third best player in the draft. ESPN, from a mock draft standpoint, has the Sixers taking VJ Edgecombe. So just know that, you know, and I think that ESPN people will probably have it wrong, is my guess, because I don't think Daryl Morey is going to be as flummoxed by Ace Bailey not meeting with the Sixers as people perceive, but we'll see. So we'll know more before we go to bed tonight. It does set up for an exciting day. Curious, honestly, how much you even care at this point, because I know interest has been pretty low. And then, of course, who you want, you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. No matter how you slice it, it is an opportunity to improve. And so, obviously, we desperately want them to get it right. Your chance to weigh in, 215-592-9494. Now, let's get to the Phils. John, what a wasted opportunity. I mean, wow. Ranger was just...
Ranger was magnificent.
Oh, my God, he was amazing.
Yeah.
So there's a lot.
He went deep.
And
his pitch the count, it wasn't that high.
No.
And it all felt so good.
Right.
Despite the fact that we were just sort of dribbling along and limping along and the offense was nowhere to be found. We knew that it might be tough.
Well, no Bryce. You got Sosa in there. Stott's not. It's not a good lineup. I mean, it's just the bottom of the lineup was really weak. You know, you got.
Houston's got.
Yeah,
pitching.
It's just so, and look, that pitcher is really good also. I mean, him and Ranger were you know, side by side, parallel for a while, until Ranger gave up the homer. I mean, got to say it. But look, Ranger was great. So here's the deal. Let's start with the end of the game. Because obviously we could do a ton on Ranger, and it is phenomenal to know that he's pitching this well. I think he's really back, honestly, to where he was in April and May last year. I mean, he's in that zone again, and it further complicates the offseason and the stretch run, and there's a lot of good things there. But let's start with the bad, because they did lose, and obviously a lot of the chatter after the game has been about the final at bat in Rojas. So here's the deal. If you don't know, let me just bring you up to speed if you don't know. Bottom line is, at the end of the game, the Phillies trail 1-0. It's the eighth inning. The Phils have one guy on because Hader, who's one of the best closers in baseball, had hit a guy. So the Phils have a dude on first base. There are two outs, and Rojas is batting. Now, I've got four different issues, four, within this one at bat. And I'm curious kind of what cheeses, you know, everyone the most, 215-592-9494. Four different issues. Issue number one, and I'd say this is the one that got maybe the second most discussion after the game. Issue number one, should Rob Thomson give Johan Rojas this at bat? Now, remember, you got an outstanding left-handed pitcher on the other side, an hitter, and you got Rojas, who's a right-handed hitter. Sosa had already started in the game. He's in the game. I mean, he already batted in the inning. So
and Buddy Kennedy started as well.
Yeah, and Buddy Kennedy started. So the bottom line is, here's your bench at that moment. Now, and by the way, let me answer the question. Should Rojas get the at-bat? No. Here's your bench options. Stott, Kepler, Marsh, Marchand, backup catcher. Now, would I give Rojas the at-bat? No. John Ritchie, you're Rob Thomson. You've got door number one, which is player in the game, Rojas, or Stott, Kepler, Marsh, Marchand, who gets the at-bat? Bryson Stott.
I don't think it's Rojas.
No, it's Bryson Stott or it's Kepler.
Because
that's the easiest transition in the outfield.
I've seen Bryson Stott start to pick it up again recently, and that really makes me feel good. I have been so worried about him physically, though, knowing that it was now like a nerve thing that he was sort of hiding from everyone last year.
Yep.
Makes me worried about this time, but I think he's doing some things that prove to me that it, to all of us, that he can do this.
To me, it's very
clear.
If
he's an option.
It's either Stott or Kepler.
Kepler's an option.
And I'm not saying they're great, but it's Stott or Kepler.
They're both better than Rojas.
Correct.
And that's the last chance we had.
And I'll take my chances with a lefty against a tough lefty. And I'm not saying it's ideal. It's not. It's not ideal. But I'd sure as hell rather have Stott or Kepler batting in that moment than Rojas. That's issue.
So that's the biggie, yeah.
Well, okay.
That's a problem.
That's issue number one. Now let's get to issue number two. Issue number two is that this is the group Dave Dombrowski gives Rob Thomson. So let me frame it another way, and certainly for those old enough to remember some of the players I'm about to say, I think this will resonate with you. Here's what Dave Dombrowski has not given Rob Thomson. A Matt Stairs. Some of these guys are going to be lefties. Some of these guys are going to be righties. A Matt Stairs.
That's on Dave, too, though. There's a lot of lefties, man. That's part of building a team. I'm adding into that. You're like, oh, you know, like the lefty thing matters.
It's all on Dombrowski when it's the choices, because these are the players Rob Thomson's given. Here's what Dombrowski has not given Rob Thomson. A Matt Stairs, a Greg Dobbs, a Kevin Jordan, a Greg Gross, a Ricky Jordan. Like, these are all quality players that the Phillies could bring off the bench in many different parts of the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. I mean, this is a part of baseball. And part of why Rob Thomson doesn't make the change last night, he doesn't feel great about the Stott or Kepler option. He doesn't love his bench. I mean, his best bench player, Sosa, was already in the game. By the way, you know, did okay last night at times, other times not as much. But, I mean, the bottom line is it's a weak bench. We've known it's a weak bench. We've seen that in the postseason. We've seen how that has hampered Rob Thomson in critical moments, specifically last October against the Mets, when he didn't really feel like he had great options to go to when you have a struggling player, because you don't really have a better player to insert in many cases. So Dombrowski's, here's who you got.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That Rob comes into full freaking focus when I blow a Ranger game because I got Rojas with a guy on first, two outs, and he's my batter. All right, that's issue number two. Now let's get to issue number three. And matter of fact, to set it up, let's listen to how within the broadcast last night, and this was really well done by Ruben Amaro and Tom McCarthy on the NBC Sports broadcast. Reminder, 2-0 count, 9-hole hitter, Trey Turner, who's been swinging a good stick on the on-deck circle. The opposing pitcher has to throw three strikes before two balls, where I got guys on first and second, and my one-hole hitter coming up, who's a righty against a left-handed pitcher. Listen to the way, and this is so well done, when it was 2-0 in the moment, listen to how Ruben and T-Mac broke it down.
2-0.
I would really like to see Johan take a pitch here. To give, put a little heat on on Hader to throw strikes, especially with Trey Turner hitting next.
Nope. That was ball three. You got to take a pitch there. I know you're not going to always get a fastball, but you're down one. You're in the top of the ninth inning. You're the number nine hitter. This guy's got three hits, two extra base hits against Hader.
Totally agree with you.
Just such bad baseball. I mean, I thought of Larry Brown. Larry Brown in basketball used to say, let's play the right way. And I know how to play has changed in difference. I get that. NBA players shoot threes like crazy in ways Larry Brown wasn't coaching when he was there. Baseball players approach hitting different. This is just dumb, bad baseball. I mean, John, I need Rojas to know. And by the way, for those that don't know, it's a foul at all.
Why does it seem like he commits these dumb, bad baseball errors so frequently?
He's a bad player. At the major league level, would he beat me or Fritz in a little baseball competition coming up in a week or so? Yes.
Easily.
Can he beat Hader? No.
No.
All James, how much did it annoy you, the whole Rojas at bat?
So it, obviously drove me crazy. Yep. I to be honest, though, of the things you talked about, the Dombrowski thing drives me the craziest because you should have someone you can bat in that spot.
Josh Hader
is one of the toughest lefties in baseball, literally. He is the highest paid closer. Like, he is a stud. You should not have a right-handed hitter on your bench. You can come in that spot. Like, that's freaking crazy to me.
It's horrible.
So I would have pinch it Kepler or Stott. I totally agree with you. I'm not worried about the defensive thing. Marsh was on the bench. You can bring
and
Marsh
by
in.
The way, I'll figure out the bottom of the ninth.
Well, yeah,
in the
Marsh
bottom
can come
of the
in
ninth.
And play center field. Like you're
my,
good.
This is well, you can do that. This is my last. Like, I also just need. I need to extend the game.
Of course.
The game is about to end unless I get a run.
Yeah, it was infuriating. I can, if it, like, I can,
I'll put Marshan in center field if I have to.
I can understand. Whatever. I can understand swinging 2-0 in that spot if it's a pitch down the middle of the plate. I think Rojas should have the choice to swing there if it's anywhere close because he's not going to get a great pitch from Hader. And Hader, if Hader challenges him, he will beat Rojas. Like, Hader could just throw strikes against Rojas.
Of course he can.
So, like, ultimately, Hader has such a massive advantage in that at bat, which is what we're talking about.
But at the end of the day,
Johan Rojas.
Yeah, well, first off, Charlie Manuel, three words. Know thyself.
Exactly.
Know thyself. Which put another way in Larry Brown lingo, thyself? I don't know about that. But put another way in Larry Brown lingo, it's, hey, Matt Harpering, your job is to pass the ball to Allen Iverson. Like, Johan Rojas' job, if he's given the at-bat, and he shouldn't been, is somehow, some way, to get on base.
Pass the baton.
To pass the baton to Trey Turner. And by the way, if you missed it last night, Hader hit the first batter. I think that was Buddy Kennedy. He hit Kennedy, but Kennedy swung. So it counted as a strike, even though he got hit by the pitch. Then he hits the next guy.
Well, Kenny was the one who got hit. It was the one who swung. I think, was it Sosa who swung through?
I don't know. No, he hit Sosa. No, he hit Sosa.
Hit Sosa. Like, Sosa Kennedy swung through. Sosa got on base. Yeah, but Sosa was ahead of Kennedy
in the
order. That's what screwed me.
He's hit two players in the inning. He's wild to Rojas 2-0. Now think about how dumb this is. And Rojas, who's the worst Phillies hitter that's an everyday player I've seen in, like, a long time, it's like, oh, good idea to swing at this one. Dumb baseball. Let me get to one more thing, dumb baseball. And you can react to all this, 215-592-9494. And I wish I wasn't so riled up, but here's why I am. I view all of this through the prism of the month of October. This isn't about a game in late June. I mean, it is, but it's not. This is all about trying to win a championship. And let me take it to one more level that also bothered me, and I'm curious how many people thought of this in the moment. Why did Rob Thompson give Rojas a green light? He is the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. Manage the moment. I mean, I know this. When I played, you'd look down. You know, now if nobody's on, nobody's out. Like, you don't have to look down to third base coach. But if it's a situational baseball situational moment, and this is a situation, there's a guy on, it's 2-0, it's the nine freaking hole hitter, one hole hitter coming up, 2-0, wild pitcher here, okay? He was a great pitcher, but wild in the moment. This is a moment where Rob Thompson's got to say to the third base coach, got to signal to him, you're signaling to Rojas, don't swing! Don't swing! I mean, what's my approach against Jack Fritz next week going to be? He better throw strikes, John, or I'm going to win.
He's not Josh Hader, though.
No, he's not.
A little different.
No, he's not. But you know what? Hader was wild. And so when I say view it through October, this is the kind of Rob Thompson thing. I don't want to bite them in October. I need Rob Thompson to know his job is like Sirianni. Be the commander. Be the commander. Don't let... So Rojas should know not to swing. But here's the thing. Because he doesn't know not to swing, and we've seen enough from Rojas through the years, he's a confident player, overconfident. I need Rob Thompson in that moment in the dugout to signal to the third base coach, it's a hold sign, it's a no sign to Rojas. Don't swing. And he obviously don't do it.
Yeah.
John, that whole combination.
Yeah, that's a problem.
You know
that
what I mean?
That's a problem.
That's
yes.
a problem. That's the manager's job to manage.
Right. You've got a deficient player. You have a method that you could figure out that you can help him.
Yeah,
and just remind him to do the right thing.
It's really irritating. And this isn't Bryce Harper, who, by the way, you would trust in the moment. This is Rojas, the worst Phillies semi-everyday player in a long time. So, look, there's a lot
He's
there.
He's a liability that you do
you
have to manage. You have to manage so that it doesn't weigh the rest of the team down. And you failed in that moment.
You did.
I think it's a good thing to point out.
And that's my thing about October and Rob Thompson. You don't want to see them lose playoff games in a playoff series because of moments like that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.